Schefter currently on Get Up. He'll be on a lot of shows.
Was that why he was wearing a suit and tie?
Yes, I think that probably was it. Yep,
that was for us.
We had to let him out at 45 so he could get on television and do his main gig. We always appreciate him joining us. I did like what he said about the quarterbacks. He thinks that at minimum there will be 5 and possibly 6 quarterbacks to go before the Packers pick at 25, and that is good for Green Bay because, of course, it means the guys they are interested in will continue to fall to them. But we also talked to Adam Schefter about being the one-year anniversary of the Rodgers trade. Joshy is, he's going hard to the hole this morning. Joshy, tell us again how you distinguish this moment in Packers history.
Yeah, of course I will, happily. It's the one-year anniversary of the best Packers moment of the last decade. 10 years, count them back, nothing better than April 24th, 2023, when the Packers finally sent Aaron Rodgers packing to the New York Giants.
And what's your justification for that? Yeah, to the Jets. What's your justification for that? Because he had become such a grind?
Because the franchise was going nowhere with a declining quarterback who was demanding more attention than he deserved at that point of his career.
Jordan Love's 9 games. If Jordan Love stunk, we'd be sitting there going, what'd we do?
Well, so the other moment that we thought about that maybe could compete with the one that Joshy is proposing was beating the Cowboys in the playoffs this season. That felt pretty damn good.
Yeah, that was a shocker. That's a shocker.
I have the benefit of retrospect here. I can look back and say, well, I saw those 10 games. They were better than any 10 games I've seen under Aaron Rodgers in the past 2 seasons. So, good deal. 1. Goody, home run. Nailed it.
I mean, you wear your I hate Aaron Rodgers colored glasses.
Not a home run. Inside the park home run.
No, it's a home run.
No, four bases
is 4 bases.
Okay, because they had
still goes in the dinger column.
They had the potential to get a first round pick. Now they get a second. Could you imagine if we had a first round pick?
With 65%.
Yes,
correct.
Yeah.
Oh man, 2 first round picks this year.
Oh, but who knows how successful the Jets would have been? That would have taken a little shine off.
Not really,
well,
because it's
Joshy,
still better.
Sure.
Well, but it's still better than 41. Again, the pick would be better than 41.
Yeah, you imagine that if they had 2 firsts.
That's the inside the park home run of this thing.
They could package those, get inside the top 10.
Knowing what we know now, would the Jets make the trade again? I know Adam Schefter gave a response to this. It felt a little bit sitting on the fence, which I understand. Who wants to piss off Aaron Rodgers? But I would say no. You lost an entire season. No matter what happens going forward, and I guess you could make the argument, well, they could win the Super Bowl. Really? Could they? You saw that team last year. El Stinko, are you telling me that Robert Saleh is that much better of a coach now than he was 1 year ago?
No.
Are you telling me they've upgraded at enough positions, and maybe they will in the NFL draft?
They still have one of the best defenses in the league. If they get a little bit of competence out of their offense.
You always tell me about that division. That division. And how the Bills are going to be the top team
good.
In the division.
Bills are good.
And that's it.
No, the rest of the division is not very good.
I was hoping you might give the Dolphins a little bit of shine after the conversation we had a few weeks ago. But no, it sounds like it won't happen.
You can win a wild card.
I think the Dolphins finished better than they
Thank
did this
you.
Year.
Thank you.
No.
You were not. You were here for that conversation. No,
yeah.
You weren't here for
yeah.
that. You were here. I don't know.
Who could say?
That's when Gabe was like, Jen, you are walking yourself into a corner. He's like, you played yourself. That's another conversation for another day. Would the Jets still make the move, Chu?
I don't think so. With all the drama. And we did way too early power rankings a while ago when they were like 15.
I think they would.
They're a peripheral Super Bowl contender.
I think they would take that. They haven't been to the playoffs in 13, 14. What is it at right now? I think the Jets would still do it just for the risk because they want a quarterback that's relevant. They want a quarterback that makes them relevant, and that's what Aaron Rodgers does.
I mean, if they're looking to sell jerseys, good job. Get in playoff game, perfect. But you don't bring in Aaron Rodgers. You don't give up the assets. Because you think, well, maybe we'll make the playoffs and have some fun. It was Super Bowl. That was the intention.
Yeah,
Aaron Rodgers
totally.
Talked about it. It was the best he's ever had, the most fun he's had playing football in years.
Because again, it's not Aaron Rodgers that was part of the deal. You had to deal with Alan Lazard and Randall Cobb mm-hmm. and all the other cronies that he wanted to bring.
Boyle.
I mean, that's all part of the Aaron Rodgers experience. And I think they went in a little blind. I think the Jets went in a little thinking like, what's the new Taylor Swift song? I Can Change Him. Like, I think there's, Joshy, you know, you've been hearing the Taylor Swift songs for the last 48 hours. You know? But I think that that's what they thought. I thought they
just know all the conspiracies.
That was exclusive to what was going on in Green Bay. Green Bay allowed him to kind of run roughshod. That won't happen here. And then, of course, you have the owner involved, and they're going to give him whatever he wants. Whatever he asks, or give it to him. Because you thought that he was the key to the Super Bowl.
Does he go to one more team after the Jets?
I think this is it.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. Well, they kind of restructured the deal, and yeah, if the Jets get to the point where they don't want to deal with him, I don't think anybody else is going to willingly sign up for a 40-year-old quarterback coming off an Achilles injury, and then everything else that goes
with Aaron
Rodgers.
History repeats itself.
I can't imagine. Where on the list, Joshy, since you are our official list maker here, on the best Packers moments of the last decade, would you put drafting Jordan Love? Is it top five?
It's top five easy. Yeah, I think without question. I mean, in that moment, it was bottom five because it all felt like, what the hell's going on here? Our team's falling apart. But now, knowing what we know, because we get the benefit when we do retrospectives, it's a top five moment because the Packers now moved on from an aging quarterback who seemed to have lost a step to one that is yet to hopefully reach his peak yet.
Are those nine games the best Jordan Love can play?
I don't think so, and you would tell yourself that's not the case. I don't know, though, because...
Like, it's really hard to play better than those nine games.
There wasn't a quarterback who played nine
it's
better games.
It's not even a matter of playing better than those nine games, guys. It's a matter of putting those nine games with another nine games and another
nine
games.
That's
part. All we're asking for Jordan Love. We're not saying do better than what you did. We're saying duplicate it.
Yeah. Yeah, like, if his ceiling is that, you have yourself a Hall of Fame level quarterback.
Yes.
So, I'm okay with it. You could write the story of, hey, maybe these guys start to work better together than they even did at that point. Maybe Jordan Love hits a couple of those deep passes on more frequent occasions. The offense clicks more. I don't know. You could make a case for it, but it's hard to beat. I forget the numbers at this point, but, I mean... Those were Aaron Rodgers level in his prime, winning MVP's level.
And I also think that if they had made the move a year earlier, because you'll hear that, people saying that the Packers should have moved on from Rodgers a year sooner, Jordan Love isn't ready. He still needed that year, that offseason of learning, of growing. You know, yes, he needed the in-game reps. I will never sit here and say you can have success and not have the reps on the field. But I feel like a year prior, there still would have been a lot more growing and learning and evolving to go.
And additionally, the receiving corps was better last year. Like, if he comes in the year that, you know, in 2022, and Alan Lazard is his number one option.
Was it MVS? Was he still there? Or he
no, he was, already, he was already deuces. Like, I don't think I think he can only go so high because the weapons around him could only help him so much.
Well, still Randall Cobb, unless you assume that if
I think you could count
Cobb
both Lazard and Cobb out. Probably Bobby Tunyon.
They're
no, Lazard
deal.
Still would have been there.
They're a package deal.
Didn't they have him on that weird deal, though, where they didn't have to? It was like a tender type thing?
Yeah, but they would have.
You think so?
Yeah, they really liked him. They didn't like him for $11 million a year.
You sure?
Which is what
like
the Jets
him?
Gave him. Yeah.
You sure wasn't Aaron?
Yeah. No, that didn't. Okay, if we're going to do this retrospectively, yes, they liked Alan Lazard. He wasn't just in Green Bay because of Aaron.
Well, yeah, at some point, but at the end.
Is he gone? Did they?
No, they can't.
Yeah, they got no option.
Oh, they have no option.
3 years.
All right, so
they can get out of it after this upcoming
year. If Aaron doesn't win a Super Bowl with the Jets, better quarterback, Brett or Aaron? Don't look at numbers either. Numbers really don't.
I still think the answer is probably Aaron.
I think Chewy knows.
Numbers lie. I heard that before. I don't know where.
What metric would you like us to use then?
what are we doing?
Super Bowl's played in.
Yeah. That's still a number, buddy. letters in their name. Yeah.
fewest letters
That's
is the winner.
That's still a number.
Yeah, damn it.
He really cut us out of the
It's hard to work around numbers.
How he made you feel at his best.
Oh, that's a good metric. And but then you have to juxtapose it with how he made you feel at his worst.
Yeah, well, we were leaving worst out.
I'll tell you.
You know what?
They're not over. I don't think they're done.
I think in retrospect, I think Brett still made me feel better at his worst than Heron did.
I agree.
Isn't there a podcast coming out this week? Jen gave it to me. Rolls on right after this.